Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to say that we're, this is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood down here in Georgia, USA. We're trying to reach the world for Christ. I want to welcome everybody out there to be with us tonight, just to worship with us for the next little while. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give us a call in there now and see if we can get you there. I tell you, I don't know what's going on with this deal here, but it seems like everything's trying to work against us. But thank God that Jesus is still Jesus. Thank God he's still giving miracles. He's still giving signs and wonders. So therefore, we're going to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, despite of every devil in hell. So if you give us a call in at 347-308-8524, and the PIN number that they'll be asking you for, praise God, hallelujah. The PIN number, when you dial 347-308-8524, then the PIN number is going to be 31341. So that's the number that you'll need to put in to reach us there tonight. So do that with worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So we're going to go to a caller here that just now called in. Is Eric code is 228. Just 228. If you can hear us there, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're from, Mark. You're on the air, 228. Can you tell me where you're at and who you are? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
I'm Reverend Bryant from South Mississippi.
Oh, praise God. Well, repeat that again there, brother. I didn't hear you there.
I'm Brother Bobby Bryant from South Mississippi.
Oh, praise God, Brother Bobby. Well, I'm glad to make contact with you there. I don't know the devil's trying every way in the world to fight our broadcast tonight.
Yeah.
He's trying to hinder us, but, I'm glad that Jesus still Jesus. I'm glad he's still doing miracles and signs and wonders like he always did, and like he did in the book of Mark, and like he did in the book of Matthew and all the others. I've done sat here and preached the 30-minute broadcast, and the devil's been a-fighting, and I'm not giving him no glory, but we didn't get on the air there for about 30 minutes there. But anyway, we want you to tell us tonight just about signs and wonders and miracles that God has done for you in your ministry and the things that you've seen. Let people know out there that Jesus is still doing the work that he said he would do.
Brother, I was in Tennessee, and there was a lady. I was preaching revival. There was a lady had a disease for 27 years. She come up and anointed her, and God healed her, and she fell out on the floor, and she was out in the spirit for a while. She got off that floor, and she went back to her seat, but the next night she come testifying that this sickness was of 27 years, days she couldn't get out of the bed, but now she was completely made whole by the power of the ever-living God. Through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ brought on by the Holy Spirit, she was made whole, praise God. I have seen cancer heal, dried up in service. I've seen sugar diabetes dried up in service. I've seen this chicken disease they have. I've seen it just dry up in service. I've seen deaf ears open. I've seen miracles. We have a miracle working God, and he's still on the throne. He says, I change not.
Amen.
James said, every good gift and every perfect gift come down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variance and no shadow of turning. My God, he's right there, brother. He's right there. Call unto me, and I'll show you great mighty things that you know not. My God, he's there, brother.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm very thankful to be a servant of God that is still doing the same things, brother, that he did. And he never did.
Praise God.
You know, like I said, I've done a preach for 30 minutes broadcast here and wasn't getting out and sitting here in my own home, but and USA, United States of America, but it might have been, you know, just for me, but I know that God is still God, and I want to just thank you just for a few minutes again here, and you can come back in there and speak. The word here says we still got 18 minutes to obey God in, and if anybody out there would like to call in on this number, 347-308-8524, and then the PIN number that you need to dial in on is 31341. That would be the number that you need to call in to get to us with. But here's what the word says in Mark 10th chapter, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and answered him, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, his son of Maeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You know, Brother Bobby, today, whenever people really get digging into the Jesus and get to praying and seeking God, you know, the devil still today is telling them just to hold their peace.
That's right.
Just don't bother him, you know. Just don't trouble him. I've heard people say, well, you know, well, this little bit of problem I got here, I don't want to bother the Lord with it. But Jesus tells us in his own word to cast our cares over on him, for he cares for us. You know, I don't believe a problem is too small or too big that we don't need to take it to Jesus. I don't care what it is. Now, they were trying to get him just to hold his peace. And if that blind man would have held his peace, he would never receive nothing. But I'm glad, praise God, that he goes on down there and we can see here, it must have touched Jesus because, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. See, Jesus called him. And he told him. And he asked him this right here. And he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered him, saying unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You know, Brother Bobby, for some reason or another, I believe today if people would just follow Jesus, I believe they could receive a lot more miracles.
Amen. Amen, brother.
That they did back then. You know, all Jesus is asking for us just to follow him.
Mm-hmm. That's right, brother.
If we will,
praise God.
If we will follow him, then we can receive our strength. We can receive our miracles. We can receive our blessings. We can see whatever that we need to see from the Lord today. If we look only, look to him and trust him and don't pay no attention to the devil, because the devil tries his best to hinder everything that he can of God. But thank God,
right,
we can look to Jesus and say, Lord, right here I am. I'm going to do the work that you've saved me to do, and I'm not going to shut up until you answer me. And when we do that, then God will do something for us. We can receive from the Lord, I believe, today, if we'll just only.
Praise God.
If we'll only trust you. You know, like you said, they're about seeing all them things happening up in Tennessee. You know, I've seen quite a few things happen in my ministry, and the Lord's blessed me, and I have to give God the credit for everything. It's nothing. I've said a lot of times, it's nothing that Lloyd Yearwood's done, but all I can do is just call upon the name of the Lord, and it's up to him to do the work. But I've had two people that was completely dead raised under my ministry. God wanted done it. I didn't do it, but God done it. And both of them testified about being healed and brought back to life. One lady lived about her son was telling me here a while back, about 15 years to the day, that God gave her a miracle and rose her up in my own living room. And I know several years after that, I ministered and preached her funeral. I know that there was a man about that time, died in our Linger Hospital here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the doctor said, well, said, we've done shocked him, brought him back to life once or twice, and said, he'll not come out of there if he don't get a miracle. And I looked at him, and the waiting room was full of people. I said, Doc, do you believe in miracles? And he said, yeah. I said, well, I do. And I said, his wife here does. I said, that's just a prayer. I guess people thought we was crazy, but I got her with a hand. We began to pray, and the man, God brought him back from the dead. He went back home. He lived about 3 years, and I help preach his funeral. But God is still God.
Amen, brother.
He never changed. He rose him in the Bible from the dead. He healed him in the Bible, like this blind man. He's healing him today, just like the blind man. And he's healing all kinds of matters of diseases and everything. But we just got to look to him and say, Lord, Jesus told this blind man here, he said, it's by your faith, you know. It's by your faith that you're healed. So that's the way it is today. It's by our faith if we get anything from God. We've got to look to the Lord and say, Lord, it's up to you that you do it. And I praise God for that because, you know, that builds our faith. If we'll only accept the Lord and reach out to Him by faith and God does something for us, then we'll give Him the glory and the praise for it. And it'll lift up our faith and build us up in the Lord. Are you still with me, Brother Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you, brother, God is still God. He said, I'm God and I change not. What he done for one, he'll do for the other. My God, let me tell you something. I like to think about, you know, this lady, Jesus went dancing, departed into coasts of Tyre and Sidon. It's in Matthew 15:21. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to him, saying, hear me, have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. There is many out there tonight as grievously vexed with the devil. If you're not living for God, guess who you living for? And he won't do nothing but cause you misery, ache, and pain. I have seen it. But he answered and said not a word, but he answered him, but he answered her not a word, and the disciples came and besought him, send her away, for she cried after us. That's just like some of these unbelieving preachers. They don't want to see miracles, because they think that if they ain't done it, it can't be done, brother. They're workers of iniquity. When you hinder the work of God, you hinder your own self out of the glory land which God has prepared. He'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Get away from me.
Amen.
I tell you, brother, there's a life we've got to live. I have seen West Texas. I've seen miracles happen out there. I seen diabetes. These two ladies, they was eating down with diabetes. They come to me and said, brother, would you pray for us? I said, certainly I'll pray for you. God miraculously healed both of them. Her daughter, we prayed for her daughter, was in another state. God healed her too, brother. There's nothing my God can't do.
Amen. And you know there ain't no distance in prayer either, brother.
No, it's not, brother. Well, brother, he went on to say to this woman, whatever you want, not that you're going to get it, you got it. Just ask, and you shall receive anything you want. You got it.
Amen. Praise God. That's exactly what he said. You know, he meant what he said. He didn't just put it in there just to fill up a blank space. He put it in there. And I believe the scripture teaches us that paper and ink wouldn't contain the miracles and the things that he does. You know, being a big enough book in this world holds what miracles and signs that Jesus did when he was walking here and doing it. That wasn't even recorded. But praise God, he gave us enough that we were to go on and trust him that it's going to happen. You know,
yes, brother, Jesus in America going somewhere to happen.
That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, Brother Bobby, we've got 6 minutes left, but I want us to pray. I want us to pray for Miracle Valley and lift it up.
Okay.
Because I tell you, it needs lifting up. We're believing God for a miracle on it. Then after we pray, we want to let him come and sing the song again. He sung there a while ago, but he wasn't on the air. Okay, he said he wasn't going to sing no more tonight. So, we'll just go to the Lord in prayer and just believe.
Well, brother, let's just ask everybody to listen to us to remember Brother Melvin in Miracle Valley, too.
Yes, amen. Let's remember Brother Melvin, his wife, and remember them that they should be getting into Phoenix from Ohio here in the next few minutes. They're flying in there, been up there, and his mother had cancer surgery this past week. And last time I talked to him, he said that she was doing good, so and looking good and everything. So we'll just remember her too in prayer. Just pray and believe God for a miracle for her. So let's just go right now. Just lead us in prayer, brother.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before the throne of grace. Father, this is where we get our help, Father. God, we know that you're a miracle-working God, Father. I have done seen it, Father. And, oh, my God, we just praise you. We glorify you. We sanctify you, Father, for the blessings you've done, the things that you've done, Father, the mighty working miracles, Father, that you lifted people up out of the depths of hell and brought them up on a solid rock, Father, and you give them life where they had no life. Father, we just thank you. We worship you. We glorify you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Brother Melvin in Miracle Valley, lift him up, Father. God, just bless him, Father, like the, we stay down south. Just bless his socks off, Father. And we'll just give you the praise, Father, because you deserve all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Glory, hallelujah. We just love you, Father. God, we sing you open doors for there seemeth no way. We sing you closed doors, Father, that the devil was trying to hinder, Father. We sing you, my God, in the lives of people working, Father. We just praise you. We glorify you, Father. Oh, wonderful Father, great God of glory, we praise you all in Jesus' mighty, wonderful, holy, glorified, sacred name. Amen. Hallelujah. Shandiru kutu tere maha. Tishe ji maha. Kandiru kutu shitu lo maha. Kandiru kutu shindi. Kandiru kutu shanda. Namama shanda. Kramdi de kutu shila kutu la maha. Kandiru kutu shiri ka maha shanda. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise your wonderful name, Master. You're great, you're holy, you're mighty, you're wonderful. You're the praise, the honor, the glory, the victory, the majesty, Father.
Praise
God. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Bobby?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I appreciate you, brother, coming online with us tonight.
Well, we're just glad to be here, brother.
I don't understand what all's happened to our equipment.
Anytime I get a chance to lift up our Savior, our Master, Lord, and King, I'll do it. I don't care where I'm at, brother, I'll do it. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you in front of the Father and the Holy Angel. My God, I'm not ashamed of him.
I'm going to lift you up everywhere that I go. I'm going to tell people about Jesus and just glorify him. We'll try again next week. Just pray for our equipment. I tell you, the devil is really trying to work. We've got two of them here tonight, and we've had to try both of them. I finally got on the line here. But I tell you what, I don't like the devil. They ain't got no use for him. So I want you just to be much in prayer for us and pray for this, and we'll go off and catch you there next week, Brother Bobby.
Okay.
God bless you. We love you, brother.
Love you too, brother.
In the Lord, there. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Uh-huh. Right.